It's Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning for your Monday, 4 minutes past, and what, less than 14 days to Christmas? Not that I'm counting.
I know, time's flying, isn't it, Simo? Good morning, how are you?
Ah, I'm absolutely killing it. A bit of, I wasn't sure if it was fog out there or haze this morning or what we're dealing with. So it's worth mentioning that very high fire danger rating to be aware of for your Monday.
Yeah, Simo, make sure you stay safe out there. Hey, Simo, over the weekend, I went to a cafe to get a little bit of a late breakfast brunch with a couple of friends.
Oh, yes.
And there was a bit of a mix-up. At this cafe, our food was taking longer than normal.
Right.
And, like, we were all hungry. And, like, people who had come in and sat down after us were getting their food before us.
It's never a good look in a cafe when that happens.
It never is. And, like, from my perspective, like, we were so angry with this other table of four that had sat down just near us and got their food. And, in fact, finished their food. Before we got ours.
Your perspective without food is quite different to your perspective on life with food.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hugely.
Definitely. But, like, me and all my friends at our table were just so angry with this other group of people.
Yeah.
And they had done nothing wrong.
Yeah, you didn't know them from a bar of soap,
they
right?
Had done they had literally sat down, ordered, and it was the cafe that had mucked up. But yeah, so I kind of felt a bit bad.
And it causes tension between the customers. So did you work out what went down? Because I worked the hospitality game, and when that happens, something has definitely gone wrong.
Has it? No, I don't. We got our food eventually. It was quite nice.
Was it some eggs? Because, I mean, between lunch and breakfast, you can either go down the lunch kind of category, or you can still stick to the breakfast thing because you can get judged more the more heavy meat you go at that time of the day.
You see, I'm one of these people that when you peruse the breakfast menu will take the time to look at every single option and then decide to get the exact same thing that I always do, which is the big breakfast.
You can really pull one of those away. Rule Painkiller kicking off our time together this morning. DJ Carla, Justin Bieber, I'm the one, Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Monday.
And Simo, it's time for you to put your news hat on and your detective hat on.
Okay.
Because Simo, it's time for this.
You are fake news.
Sorry, it's Monday morning.
Fair enough. So, Simo, I have got three headlines here. I will read all three, one of which I have made up and is complete and utter fake news. The other two are real. You have to try and guess which one it is. And it should be said, give us a call, 64572977, if you want to play along as well, if you reckon you know which one is fake. Simo, you ready to go?
All right, I was born ready.
All right.
I've not won this game yet.
I know you haven't, which is brilliant for me.
All righty.
All right, Simo, headline number one.
Mm-hmm.
Husband goes viral after using himself as a human chair for pregnant wife.
Okay.
Headline number two. Romanian builder fined $67 for bringing donkey to construction site to carry heavy bricks.
All right. As soon as a Romanian is involved, I'm sensing that Jordan might have made it up.
Well, you never know. Simo, headline number three. Worker receives hundreds of calls after TV show South Park accidentally displays wrong number.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with...
Do you need some thinking time, Simo?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm considering that the second one, just because there's a Romanian involved, so anytime there's like an eclectic culture, typically it's something that you might have made up because you know that, well, it's not close to home, so I can get away with anything.
Well, no, well, Simo, I'm not sure if you noticed, but the internet is worldwide.
It is worldwide, that's true.
I should say with that one, find $67. That's, I've translated... I've done the exchange from the Romanian currency.
Oh, don't lie to
which
us.
Which I don't even want to try and pronounce.
Righto. Okay, so you're trying to give me a clue there.
But it was 200 Romanian currency, whatever it is.
All right.
Well, Simo, you have some thinking time. Give us a call, 64572977, if you reckon you know which one is fake.
The Romanian for sure. Ariana Grande, Boyfriend, 21 minutes past 6. Fake news game in the midst of it on Snow FM Breakfast. Ariana Grande, Boyfriend, Social House involved there as well. Snow FM Breakfast happening at the moment, 25 minutes past 6.
And Simo, in the middle of the fake news game, I've got three headlines here, one of which is fake news. The other two are very real. You have to try and guess which one is fake. Do you want the headlines again?
You are fake news.
Yes, I would.
Husband goes viral after using himself as human chair for pregnant wife.
Okay. Yep.
Headline number two, Romanian builder fined $67 for bringing donkey to construction site to carry heavy bricks.
All right, yep.
And headline number three, worker receives hundreds of calls after TV show South Park accidentally displays wrong number.
Okay, so They displayed... Talk me through... I want to hear more about the last one. So I want the last one to be true, is what I've decided. I've also decided that because there's Romanian dollars involved...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's just like you to make up a Romanian building story.
So wait, hang on. So let's go through this. So the number three, the South Park one you're saying, is that is a real headline?
I want that to be true because I want to hear more.
That is true.
Okay, sweet. Keen for that. What else is there? There's the Romanian. All right, it's very specific. It's between that and the other one. What's
yes,
the other one?
Yes, obviously, Simo. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Husband goes viral after using himself as human chair for pregnant wife. Or okay. Romanian builder fined $67 for bringing donkey to construction site to carry heavy bricks.
Look, I have no idea, but I want the Romanian story to also be true because I want to hear more about it. A guy being a chair for a pregnant wife, I'm like, it is what it is. There's no more detail there really required. So I'm going to go with lock in the Romanian bricks to be true.
The Romanian bricks is the one that I made up.
You suck so much.
You are fake news.
Husband goes viral after using himself as chair for pregnant wife. That is true, Simo. It was the Romanian builder that I made up this morning.
Well, I talked myself both in and out of that one.
I know. I was worried then that you were going to pick it, and then you talked yourself out of it all by your own.
Yeah, can you...
That's fine.
Can you make up a story now about that Romanian donkey brick bringer? Because I would like to hear more.
Well, I mean... It's one of those stories where the headline pretty much says it all.
Like, that is true.
Like the headline, Romanian builder fined $67 for bringing donkey to construction site to carry heavy bricks. I mean, you've kind of already got the gist of the story. You know what has happened.
Yeah, I guess. That's right. What was the donkey's name? How long had he been there?
The donkey's name was Fred. He had been there 3 years.
How many donkeys does he own?
14.
See?
I just made all of that up.
Illy and Robinson right now, Lean On Me, on the way to 6:30 News, Snow FM. Guy Sebastian, let me drink Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan unpacking a meme for you live on air.
Yeah, so this is to do with Star Wars, I believe.
That's right, Star Wars, little green alien known as Yoda.
Just imagine, for example, that I know nothing about the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Yoda?
Yoda, he's a little green alien. That'll kind of do you.
Okay, so that's all the information I need to
that's
know.
That's all you really need to
Fair
know.
Fair enough.
And then in the latest installment of the Star Wars franchise, it's called The Mandalorian, got released on that Disney Plus, which came to Australia, I reckon, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And since then, it's done a huge trend online. You would have even come across it, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have seen it.
Yes.
I'm aware of the Baby Yoda meme.
That's right. So it's just, all it is all you need to know is it's a cute green alien, I guess.
Yeah.
Drinking some kind of pot of space coffee, if you like.
Mm.
And so naturally...
I'm surprised that George Clooney didn't get the ad for the space coffee. They went with Yoda instead.
Oh, dear. But it's swept kind of the globe, if you like, and it's ended up hitting, I guess, people's wallets a lot more than you'd think.
Okay. Memes traditionally don't cost money to view and laugh at.
Well, that's the thing. So because it's cute and fun to laugh at, of course, it's got a market for plush toys.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
And Christmas is coming.
Yes, I was aware there is a popular gift-giving public holiday just a couple of weeks away.
So Baby Yoda merchandise, it's already jumped to number one on the commerce giant, Amazon's kind of e-commerce, online shopping. Is that where you do your online shopping?
Yeah, so like the list of all of the things that people are buying for the week or the month or whatever.
Number one on the bestseller.
It's possibly at number one.
Yeah.
Knowing Amazon, number two is probably some knife that can chop through a tin can.
Yeah, so the other interesting thing about this is that, it hasn't actually been released and will not be available until after Christmas in March.
Oh, hang on, so they're just buying these toys ahead of time?
Yeah.
But they won't be available until not just a little bit after Christmas, March, which is like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Maybe they're just getting ready for next Christmas, Christmas 2020. Just getting your shopping in early.
Think Baby Yoda will last that long?
Well, I mean, I hope so for the people that have bought it.
For their sakes.
You know, otherwise, you know, they'll just rock up in March. It's like, oh yeah, remember when that was cool?
Yeah.
Like Pokemon Go? No one cares anymore?
What do you stand, or where do you stand rather, on... IOUs at Christmas time. So things that, like vouchers at Christmas, never really a good idea.
Well, I've never understood like gift vouchers for various shops because so a $20 gift voucher.
Yep.
You could just give the person $20, which is money, which is valid at all shops and they can do whatever they want with it. And it doesn't have an expiry date as well. So you can do whatever you want with it. Or you can say, no, I'm going to exchange this $20 for this little piece of plastic, which is only valid at this one shop that you may or may not go to. And it will expire in 6 months as well. So don't leave it in your wallet and forget about it, because otherwise it's done.
Yeah, well, cold hard cash. The reason it's cold hard cash is it's so heartless, Jordan. So,
well, yeah, but it's also very useful.
The voucher side of things, right? That's so that your grandparents can be like, oh, I know exactly what Jordan will like. Oh, it's in this store. I'll give him a voucher and he can pick it out for himself and have such joy.
Grandparents I give a little pass to, because most of them are bonkers. Okay. But, well, Simo, we have a chat to your Omar every week. She's lovely, but a little bit unique, shall
we say.
It's
a very good point.
Mm.
They get a pass because they're insane.
I went with the term bonkers instead.
Harry Styles, his new album drops actually in a couple of days. This is one of his latest singles, Lights Up. Plays now, Snow FM Breakfast. Don't do IOUs on Christmas, please. Shawn Mendes getting a little nervous this morning. Snow FM at breakfast. Nervously on the way to, well, 7 o'clock, 9 minutes off that. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Hey, Simo, have you ever had to transport anything weird in your car?
No. Well, I guess probably something, but nothing that jumps to mind straight away.
Because, Simo, New South Wales police have posted on social media a picture of someone who was doing just that.
Literally jumping.
Yes, quite literally jumping. So this person strapped a trampoline to the roof of his car. So
absolutely
there,
nailed
there you
it.
Go. There's the picture there.
What kind of car has he got?
It looks like a little hatch, and it's one of the trampolines as well that has like the fences that goes around it.
I was imagining a square one, right?
No, because it was very spherical.
Very. It's the huge circle one with the big fence line around it.
Mm.
And not sure what the thought process is there, if I'm honest.
Well, I mean, you have to get a trampoline from A to B somehow, and this guy obviously didn't want to, you know, break it down and then build it, reassemble it when he got to his destination. So sure enough, the police pulled him over, I'm sure. Look, I mean, I'm not sure what, but I'm sure there's a law that he's breaking there.
Yeah.
Because it certainly doesn't look safe.
Well, you have to have everything tied down, like safely secured.
Mm.
So that looks a bit precarious.
It doesn't look very safe. That picture is New South Wales police posted it to their social media pages. And it's gone viral with cops, with comments saying the cops have jumped all over this. Another one said, I bet they bounced the driver for sure.
Yeah, oh dear.
Very clever.
Keeps going.
But yes, but it's weird when you have to carry, when you have to transport weird things. Like I remember once I had to, I was helping set up a friend's 21st birthday and someone said, oh yeah, Jordan, can you just go grab all the helium balloons? Which is a very weird thing to do. Because I remember they gave me like the address of a shop.
Yep.
I went there, said, oh, hello, order to pick up. They gave, here it is. And handed me like seven massive helium balloons.
Oh, wow.
Like, they were huge. Each one would have been like about a meter by a meter.
So okay.
They're all huge and obviously helium, so going up in the air.
Yep.
I was holding onto them by the string. I should have probably parked a bit closer to the shop because I didn't realise how it would look just casually walking down the street with seven helium balloons.
Yeah.
Trying to wedge them in the back of my tiny car, which I had back then.
That's pretty good.
I think one escapes. One escaped and just floated off into the atmosphere. So somewhere, some passengers on a Boeing 747 would have looked out the window and seen a balloon that says, happy 21st birthday, James, on it, just float by.
I just realised I have transported something weird.
Yeah.
And I'll share it with you after Jonas Brothers. I went into a store and I bought a full-sized painting of a zebra. This is legit. And then
many questions.
I grabbed it, took it out to the car park. I drive a hatch, so I went to then fit the portrait in the back of the hatch. Didn't fit. More to come. Jonas Brothers, Only Human this morning. Snow FM at breakfast on the way to 7 o'clock news, sport and weather. And the weather is also involved in this story of transporting something odd.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just discussing someone pulled up their car and put a trampoline on top and tried to get home with it.
Yeah, the police said, no, there's a bit of an issue there.
Well, I was much more responsible.
I see.
So
how do you like to transport your trampolines?
It wasn't a trampoline.
You just bounced them down the road like a basketball.
That's an option.
Mm.
What I did was, so this is off the coast of Australia, southern coast, and it's a very windy place. place. Mm-hmm. So that needs to be noted for this.
I will make a note.
There was a sale going on, kind of like everything must go, very cheap.
Oh, sorry, when you said a sale and you said wind, I thought like a, yeah, there was a sailing boat going. I'm like,
no.
Okay, so there was a sale going and items were very cheap.
In a very windy town.
Okay, so far I'm with you.
Right, and it was a full-sized portrait of a zebra. It was probably as big as me.
Would you say as big as a zebra?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was huge. So this portrait... Sort
of, as big as a zebra, which is just slightly smaller than a horse.
Yeah, so it was quite big. Mm. And then...
Why did you buy...
I don't know, it was cheap, and I was like...
Fair enough.
I'll get with it.
Do you still have it, or is it gone?
No, it's still at an old radio station.
Oh, right? So yeah, so, you just dumped it there. Here you go.
It's on the wall there somewhere.
Why don't we have a zebra picture here?
That's the next thing. What I did was I then waltzed out with this huge portrait out into the car park and then realised that it wouldn't fit inside my hatchback. Mm. So I popped the boot, which is quite sizable because it's a hatch. It lifts upwards. I'm like, yes, this will surely work. I'll be able to wedge it somehow. But then I was like, oh, it's a no-go because the width of the portrait was more than the car could handle.
I see, okay.
So then I realised that I would then have to walk with the portrait for, it was probably around 10K.
Oh.
10K with a huge portrait of a horse.
Isn't that like 10K is a long way to walk just without a portrait? I'm pretty sure in the Olympics they do like a 10K walk.
Do you remember?
Professional athletes struggle with that.
So do you remember the slight mention of the wind?
Oh.
It was 50K winds.
Hang on, was it a tailwind? Because if it was a tailwind, it would probably be pretty easy.
Unfortunately not, no. Oh. I had to walk towards the ocean, which is where the water was coming from.
Mm.
10Ks of Simo with a massive portrait of a zebra, like, wandering around in the wind.
I mean...
It's just like, oh, this is the worst.
Out of all the things to buy as well, portrait is probably the least aerodynamic.
Okay.
Like, if you bought a Christmas tree, it's fine, because it's shaped into a cone.
No.
But like, a portrait, there is no aerodynamic qualities about that.
Catches the wind quite often.
Yes.
So there was a lot of, left and right movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part was, once I finally got to where I was like, oh, the portrait looked great there on the wall, I got to the station, popped the portrait up on the wall, and what was next, Jordan?
Did it fall down?
Nope, I had to walk all the way back to my car.
Oh.
Lows, I like me better, Snow FM at breakfast for your Monday. Simo and Jordan right here with you and talking, well, there's one particular artist who we're a massive fan of.
Who is it?
His name is Maurizio Catalan.
Oh, yes. Me and Maurizio go way back.
Are you familiar?
No.
He's the guy that designed that gold toilet that we stumbled upon the other week.
Oh, okay.
So, now, you're actually all over this as well, right? So, you've seen...
I think I know what you're talking about.
So, he's come up with his latest artwork. It's sold for... Well, it's actually sold twice. He's done a first edition and a second edition for $175,000 each. It's gone wild at the latest art fair that he's been involved in. He's an Italian conceptual artist. He designed that solid gold lavatory of which we discussed, and this time he has only gone and topped it by taping the wall of a gallery with a banana.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the pictures of this, don't bother. More or less, it's a banana duct taped to the wall.
Yes,
with grey duct tape.
That's
and
right.
And that sold for $175. $1,000.
Twice, actually.
Twice. Did he get one of the bananas with the red tip on?
He had a second banana, so...
Whoa!
The first one had been on the exhibit wall. He's got the grey piece of duct tape. He's stuck the banana up on the wall. It's kind of facing... What would you say? Is that banana has got kind of like the half moon vibe rather than it's
not... I would say that banana looks like a banana.
Yeah.
The banana has the wonderful shape of a banana.
Yes, but it's not the smiley face. It's not being taped to the wall like
I see.
You know what I mean? It's in the same way that you would see a half moon in the sky,
it's
right?
It's a banana duct taped to the wall. We don't have to describe it that much.
Hey, it's a banana that's worth $175,000. Probably describe it.
Do you reckon, what do you reckon got the banana? Did you just get it from the local supermarket?
Well, that's what it says. It says he couldn't figure... All right, I've got a quote from the artist here.
Oh, yeah, here
all right,
we go.
He's, wherever I was travelling... Wait, I don't have an Italian accent. Wherever I was travelling, I had this banana on the wall, he said. I couldn't figure out how to finish it. In the end, one day I just woke up and said, the banana is supposed to be a banana.
Okay. Couple of things.
Yeah.
Number one, the banana is supposed to be a banana.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I thought bananas were meant to be spaceships or something. What was the first part of that? Everywhere I traveled, the banana was always on the wall.
Yeah, so in order to kind of get the artistic vibes flowing, I guess, he was carting around bananas and duct tape, and then every hotel he stayed at, he was just duct taping bananas to the wall.
Just imagine, like, when he popped downstairs for breakfast and the cleaner came in to do his room and just saw a banana duct taped to the wall. It's like, do I report this?
All of the...
Or should I just maybe let this go?
Yeah, all the ones that work housekeeping all through the hotels in Italy, every time one of them spots a banana taped to the wall, they're like, oh, Maurizio's been here again.
Yeah, Maurizio, there's apples taped everywhere to the wall.
Maybe that's what he'll do next. He'll branch out into different fruit.
So he's just making like a glorified fruit salad duct tape to the wall.
Yeah, fruit and veg. Going to need a lot of duct tape for that.
Let's not get ridiculous. Bananas is fine. Let's not go celery. That would be utterly stupid.
Ellie Goulding now. Close to me. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan. Candy Cane Lane. See ya. You're hard tasked to find a Christmas song done better. Michael Bublé, of course. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up 8 minutes on the way to eight. And what the spork about to begin? You're right over there, Jordan.
Yeah, well, look, I'm in a blindfold. I can't really see anything. You've got some kind of food, which is on a spork, which I'm going to have to try and guess what it is blindfolded. Look, I'm not happy about this. Just let's get this over with. Play the intro!
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
Trust, whatever happened to it. Now, I've prepared a food. Jordan's in a blindfold. He's going to try and determine what it is. I'll hand you the spork here, Jordan.
Are there any... Should I be, like, warned about part of this food? It's not like a live crab, is it?
No.
Which can nip me?
No, it's nothing live about it, but I'm just intrigued by this. What your thoughts are going to be.
Nothing live about it. Is that a clue? So, Simo, you've handed me the spork. I'm just manipulating my hands towards the pronged end of the spork.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can... It's like... Can I take it off the spork?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Okay, I can take it. It's a bit stuck. There you go. Okay,
there you go, got it.
It's kind of sort of squishy.
Yeah, it is.
For lack of a better word.
That's right.
I don't know, it feels like a sort of rectangular prism type shape.
Yeah.
Sort of squishy. Can I like smell? I think I can sort of already smell it already.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty potent.
It really is potent. What is it? That's like orangey, smell.
Yeah, nice. You're onto
what
it.
Is that? I know what it is, but I don't. It's
give it a bit more of like a feel as well. Is there some ridges involved as well?
There are some ridges. Yeah. I'm slightly concerned about them. So it seems like a perfect rectangular prison on all
Does
the
it
sides,
remind you of anything?
One. It feels like a Lego brick, to be brutally honest with you. Your laughing either tells me I'm very close or very far away.
It does feel a lot like a piece of Lego.
Apart from the fact that this is, like, squishy.
Yeah.
And sticking on my fingers.
Yeah.
And I imagine, you know, Lego lasts forever, pretty much.
It is what the spork.
This wouldn't last, I don't know, maybe more than a couple of weeks or something without going moldy. Because I assume this is a piece of food.
Right.
You haven't just got me, like, Lego-scented soap that you wanted me to eat as some kind of cruel joke.
Well, it is what the spork, so is it going to be eaten?
Look, no is the, Is my first reaction. Can I, like, rip it apart?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go rip it apart.
It's not ripping apart. God, this is looking very bad for my, like, muscles. And I'm really trying. Yeah. It's not... What is this stuff? I'm really giving it my best to try and tear this thing in half.
You're right over there? What is it, Jordan?
It's some kind of orange-flavored jelly or something like that. Some kind of, like, sweet. Am I right?
Nailed it.
Okay, can I take the blindfold off?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, there we go. All right. I want to try... Oh, yeah, no, it is in the shape of a Lego brick. That's nice. All right, can I try and rip it in half again?
Yeah, go for it. I wanted to rage about this. So it's one of these knockoff gummy kind of Christmas...
It's literally not ripping in half.
Yeah, and it's horrendous. It's so... Give it a taste as well, Jordan. Let me know.
Oh, yeah, no, I got it. I ripped it. Woo! Jordan 1, gummies 0.
Act your age.
The song, or are you just saying that to me?
Listen, Esso. It's Act Your Age. Snow FM. Superpower, Adam Lambert on Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. 10 minutes on the way to 9. And this isn't going to be a problem that you or I run into because neither of us own any pets.
I see, yeah.
We are discussing Christmas gifting, right? And it involves the pets. So have you got any mates that have ever kind of... Do they celebrate their pets' birthdays, or have you run into these people?
I know that these people do exist out there.
Yeah, big time.
They kind of celebrate their, say, dog's birthday and put a party hat on the dog and post a picture to social media, and it looks hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
But personally, no, I don't. I'm not one of these people.
Are you happy for them, though, like to celebrate Christmas? You know, put a party hat on their dog or cat around Christmas time?
Well, I mean, yeah, it depends what animal you're putting a party hat on. If it's a goldfish, I'd maybe recommend not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's a dog or a cat or something like that looks cute, yeah, why not? Let them be happy. It's Christmas, of course.
Like, if they're happy with the scenario, you haven't got a problem.
Well, I mean, the dog's probably not happy because he's wearing a stupid Christmas hat, but, you know, the dog doesn't have Instagram, so...
Apparently, for those that are buying the cats the presents this year...
Mm.
They're spending more on average than they are on their own grandparents.
Oh, so these are people who are actually buying Christmas presents for their pet.
Correct.
For their cat.
Yep.
Are they hoping that the cat will get them something in return? Because I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe love? I don't know.
Maybe love, or maybe they'll just learn they'll be probably toilet trained or something like that.
Anyone that has a cat knows that love is not something that they don't give.
Well, they do. Well, they do, but only when they're hungry and want food.
That's exactly right. Whether is do you agree that the dogs are more kind of like they're not so judgy? I feel as if I walk past a cat in a day to day life, it's got issues with
Yeah, cats have like resting judge face,
big time.
So like, even though a cat could just be there, just thinking about fish or whatever cats think about, it kind of looks at you and it feels like it's judging.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. So a survey's been done that's found that on average, people spend a lot more on their pets than they do on their grandparents. An average shopper forks out around $53 on their furball, be it cat, dog, not fish, but
other animal that has fur,
compared to only $38 that they spend on their direct ancestors, i.e. the grandparents.
So what kind of presents could you get a cat, like a toy or like a scratching post or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Something along those lines.
I mean, I could get my grandparents a scratching post, but I don't think they'd appreciate it.
I think they might take that the wrong way, if I'm honest.
Yeah. What are you trying to say here, Jordan?
Justin Timberlake, Snow Event Breakfast. I got this feeling.